Friends, our first reading and our gospel reading talk about a leper and the disease leprosy. I think I'm pretty sure that most of you have never seen a leper in your life. You know, I grew up in India, and when I lived there, we would see, especially when I was, you know, these days I don't see that much, but about 30, 35 years ago, we would see lepers begging on the streets. And as they were begging, you know, people would give them money. We have given them money many times. But every time people gave them money, instead of giving it to them, they almost threw it to them, right? Because of the fear that they may also, you know, contact that disease. And even here in the United States, we would treat the lepers the same way. You know, about 10 years ago, I went to Hawaii. I went to play golf, Maui. But out of my guilt, I said, you know, since I'm at Maui, I should also go to Molokai. If you remember the island of Molokai, Father Damien, he lived there. And it used to be the leper colony there. And, you know, during that time, you know, people would bring these lepers in on the boat or the ship and drop them in the middle, closer to the ocean, right? Not on this thing. And the lepers had to swim to the shore, right? And that's how we treated people who were lepers. But in Jesus' time, it was still more difficult for the lepers. First and foremost, from the readings, we hear that they had to cry out, right? Unclean, unclean. You know, can you imagine how humiliating that would be? How traumatic that might have been? And then they were excluded from the common life, especially fellowship with the family. You know, they could not even go to worship in the temple. So they were isolated. You know, thank God, leprosy is mostly eradicated most of the places. But there are 100 forms of leprosy today, right? People find themselves outcast of the society. Not included. You know, they are suspects, dangerous. And sometimes good people like us, we say, you know, kept out of sight and out of mind. What does Jesus do? Jesus, he reaches out. He cures the leper and restores him to dignity. And that's what we are called to do. We are called to reach out to the outcast of the society. We are called to reach out even when it is dangerous. Father Damien Molokai, you know, who took care of the lepers, that's what he did. He knew that working with the lepers, someday he is going to get that disease of leprosy. And that's how he ended up dying, right? He had the disease. But he embraced, literally embraced those people. You know, we are called to make that sacrifice. You know, as we pray today, it's important for us to think, you know, are there any people in our life that we treat them as outcast of the society? Or we say, we don't want to have anything with them. We shun away from them. We don't involve them in our groups. And if we are, if there are those people in our life, then maybe we should pray and ask God's grace to give us a heart that is open, a heart that, you know, reaches out. The second part of it is, it's important for us, you know, maybe there is somebody in our congregation, right? Maybe it's you today, that you feel like the outcast. You know, maybe you think that, you know, you have committed a sin that big that how can God forgive me? The gospel reading reminds us, you know, that we should never feel that, right? We should come with the same confidence of the leper and approach Jesus. And our prayer should be that of the leper, if you wish, you can make me clean. Because in Jesus is healing. But when we come in contact with him, we are healed. And hopefully you hear the words of what Jesus spoke to the leper today. These words are for you, and these words are for me, right? I do will it, be clean. Friends, today as we pray, you know, first and foremost, let us make that commitment, right? Something that is so beautifully written on those walls of our parish, right? That welcome statement. You know, let us make a commitment as a parish that we may welcome everyone, that nobody feels outcast. You know, let us make a commitment to that. And let us also feel and ask for the grace to know that we too are welcomed, no matter what. No matter what struggles we are going to, no matter what challenges we have in our life, no matter what sins we have committed, you know, God wants to heal us and he welcomes us. I just want to shift gears a little bit and want to draw your attention to next week. So next week is Ash Wednesday, right? Now, Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day is on the same day. And I have nothing to say about Valentine's Day. Because no matter what I say, it's going to be wrong. So, but I just want to draw your attention to Ash Wednesday. Saying, like, you know, think about it. And think about preparing for it. Right? It's good to prepare for anything that is going to happen in our church. I know most of you might be already started preparing for Super Bowl, right? You know, what you're going to eat. You might already might have thought, what snacks you're going to eat? What is my favorite snack? Whom you're going to invite, right? So same thing, we apply for things in our church's life. So as Ash Wednesday draws near, you know, think about, you know, what does God want for you? You know, what gift does God want to give me during this season of Lent? You know, we'll start thinking about that. And start thinking about it also, you know, how do I want to grow in loving God and loving our neighbor? right? And then, especially on Ash Wednesday, right? It's not just about receiving the ashes. We also start thinking about how am I going to eat on Ash Wednesday? Because it's the day of fast and abstinence, right? No meat for us. One big meal, two small meals, right? That's the idea. You know, what am I going to eat? You know, talk to your children, those of you who have children, about it. And especially when you come to receive those ashes, you know, what is it going to mean? Right? You're going to hear these words, priest or the a deacon or our lay ministers say this to you, right? Where they'll make the sign of the cross and say, remember, you are dust, into dust you will return, or repent and believe in the good news, right? What are those words going to mean to you? And just start thinking about it so that, you know, our goal is always, you know, to grow closer to God and to love our neighbor.